Technology of Leadership. Section 9, Job Fit.
Jobs, like people, have a motive profile. That fact is important in understanding how jobs and people can be matched for optimum performance. Since people have differing motives, they'll be better suited for different tasks. The challenge is to create the right match between the person and the job. Teaching positions in kindergarten and elementary grades, for example, are best suited for people with high affiliation motives. These teachers need to enjoy and be good at nurturing young children. High school teachers, on the other hand, need much less affiliation motive. The more senior the manager, the greater the demands are to influence others around goals. Successful managers tend to have power as their dominant motive. Recall our formula from the workshop that describes behavior, B, equals P times E. B is behavior. The P is the person's motive profile, which we can arouse, but we can't change. The E is the environment, and that includes job tasks. A person whose motive profile is a reasonably good fit with the job description will have increased behaviors to be more productive. A person whose motive profile is inconsistent with the job description will not have the direct energy arousal that comes from their motives. In thinking about job fit, the concept of values versus motives comes back into play. Remember that a value can be defined as anything that's important to you. It predicts short-term behavior and is satisfied by external reinforcement. A motive, on the other hand, is something that is satisfying. People take pleasure in doing it. Motives predict long-term behavior. For example, people whose careers are primarily value-driven are often the ones who have a midlife crisis. What they are doing cheats them of who they are, and sooner or later, they conclude enough is enough. Listen as Tom Schenck outlines your specific challenge.
The challenge for a leader is to coach your people to the expectations of the job. In other words, what are the motive requirements of a job? It is likely that one's personal motive structure will not exactly match the requirements of the job. When this is the case, it is necessary to consciously bring the appropriate thoughts and behaviors to the job. Please allow me to repeat. When this is the case, it is necessary to consciously bring the appropriate thoughts and behaviors to the job. That means we have to engage our brain. It is important to note that as we adjust to what is needed, often this will not be immediately satisfying, but necessary given the demands of the job. Organization productivity depends upon our ability to bring conscious thoughts and behaviors to the job.
A high-value, high-motive match is the most desirable. It's a match that is both satisfying and important. People who have this profile match love their work and do their best. In a perfect world, this would be the only kind of match made between people and their jobs. High-value, low-motive match provides importance to the person, but isn't as satisfying. There's a horsepower problem in this match, as there isn't enough personal satisfaction to drive the behavior. The person says, yes, it's a job that needs to be done, but by somebody else. The worst-case scenario is the low-value, low-motive match. This person wants to quit or simply ignore that part of the job. A high-achievement person may make being a janitor interesting by trying to get the job done faster and more efficiently, but he will probably look for